God taught me something almost opposite from the way of the world. God taught me, if it troubles you, don't do it. There's another way to go. So when something is facing you and you're really dreading it, the world teaches you grit your teeth and do it. But God taught me, if it really troubles you and you keep being troubled by what lies ahead, turn to God and present that you are really troubled and ask Him the way to go. When I decided back in 1984 to move from Dallas to the city that my mother lived, my dad had died and I felt she needed help. She lived in a trailer house on a little four-trailer house lot that we owned. I had money that I could pay cash and buy a trailer. So I went to look at them, and I was really troubled by the plan that I had come up with. I was really troubled. I didn't feel stable inside the trailer. I didn't feel secure. I didn't like any part of it, except I could pay cash for it. I met a contractor later that said to me, "Joan, I think I can build you two apartments on that lot, and each apartment would cost you $45,000. Well, I had forgotten that when my dad died, he left us $50,000. My mother said, "What do you want to do with the money?" And I said, "I don't care what you do with the money. Just do what you want to do with it." Well, my mother was very frugal, took the money and put it in a government-insured CD at the bank. When I thought of building two apartments, how would I pay for them? Well, I had enough money in what my dad left me to pay for one apartment. God had taught me, get out of debt and stay out of debt. The other apartment, I had enough money from contributions given by the ministry people to pay for the other apartment. So I was able to build the two apartments and pay cash for them. I was unhappy at the location. There was so much noise in that area of town, and it troubled me. So I began to look at lots in different parts of town. I found a lot on the golf course, which I thought would be very quiet and suit me, and I could buy it for $13,700 on the golf course. I knew if I got to the point I couldn't build on it, I could sell it because it was just such a desirable location. So I bought the lot. In 5 years' time, I realized I would be able to sell those two apartments and put the money I'd saved into building a house on the golf course. It cost $100,000. 10 years later, my mother died, and I wanted to leave that town and move to another one. So I put the house up for sale, and in that 10 years' time, the house sold for $227,000. That money had accumulated. One of the apartments didn't sell, but I rented it, and it had accumulated $40,000 in the 10 years' time. So that gave me all that money to work with when I wanted to move to another city. If I bought the trailer and moved it onto the lot, I basically wouldn't have had any money, except the money that my dad left us. So one step at a time, it is enough. And if it troubles you, don't go that way. Pray. You're going the wrong direction. Pray and let God work with you and give you another plan. There have been many times that I have made a list and had planned to go out shopping a certain day. And when that day came, I just felt very troubled by going out to shop. I didn't want to do it. I had no joy, no gladness, nothing. And I just backed up and did not go, prayed instead. If I was still troubled, I did not go. So if it troubles you, don't do it, is what God has shown me. Thank you for allowing me to share with you today.